Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is DJ Frankie Vibe of House of Inspirations Mix Show, and you are listening to the Journey Home Ministries with Sister Poochie. Keep it locked. God bless.
God bless. God bless you too, Frankie. As she said, you're listening to the House of Inspiration Mix Show on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries radio shows. This is the edition of the House of Inspiration. I encourage you to go to our website. We have many resources there, like Bible study, Christian life coaching, of course, House of Inspiration. We have a youth show as well as my show, Flashback Fridays, that sometimes happen on Saturdays. I thank you all who are listening live for being so patient, or those who are listening later for being so patient when my health doesn't allow me to do the show. You're faithful to come back and listen, and it means the world to me. And I just want you to know that. All right. Today's reading is going to be Matthew 6 chapter 5th to the 13th verse. And if you have your Bibles, definitely open it up to that. If you know it already, then just listen along. And if you don't know it, this is something that's very important. This is about prayer. Jesus addressed the issue of prayer and how we should pray when he was here. Let me read it for you, and then we're going to discuss it, because it's a lot of things in here that is very helpful. When people tell me that they do not know how to pray, I remind them that all they have to do is use the example that Jesus gave us in the Bible. This is the perfect way to pray. And by doing that, we keep ourselves in line with the Trinity. We keep ourselves spiritually rewarded, because the Father is, we are addressing the Father in the manner that we need to address him when it comes to praying. All right, so if Matthew chapter 5, 5 to the 13th verse, and it goes like this: "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the street corners to be seen by man. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how we should pray: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Everybody, that is the perfect prayer. To pray to God. When you don't know what to say, then definitely pray this prayer, because it's the perfect prayer that Jesus left an example for us. The other thing that I want to point out is that Christ was very specific about praying in private. I know we sometimes go and there are people who think they can't pray because they see other people praying and going on and on and on and using the right words or a lot of words, and you don't feel like you can do that. Well, the Bible is saying, do not be like those people. Do not be a hypocrite and stand on the street corner shouting out loud your prayers, or standing in the synagogues and praying out loud. Usually we call for a moment of silence when there's prayer. That way you can go into that intimate relationship you need to be with Christ, so that your petition will be heard by the Father. and no one gets to the Father yet but the Son. So it's very important to make sure that we keep that in the forefront when it comes to praying. There's a lot going on in the world, and we all need to start going into prayer. If we all say this prayer, we will begin to see supernatural things begin to happen around you, in you, and through you. So everybody, please, don't forget to pray every day, and don't forget to use that prayer. And as far as being a hypocrite, as the Bible indicates, don't fall into that trap, thinking that you have to be worried or thinking that you have to be perfect as people hear you pray, because they should not be hearing what you pray. All everybody, we are here for the House of Inspiration Mix Show. I have talked enough, and now it's time to get down. This is DJ Frankie Vibes Ministry, is his house gospel house music. This is what the House of Inspiration is all about. He's trying to spread the word through music and through songs. It's like the Book of Psalms, which is nothing but songs. That is what the House of Inspiration brings to us. And so without further ado, we're going to go into September, flashing back. All right. This is the September mix that was recorded in 2012. And here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is DJ Frankie Vibe of House of Inspirations Mix Show, and you are listening to the Journey Home Ministries with Sister Poochie. Keep it locked. God bless.
Put your hands together. 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 Little bitty baby Jesus made little boy Jesus. Got a whole crib now. She even went to school. Got herself under me. And guess what, y'all? The baby said, damn me. Didn't he work it? Didn't he work it? Didn't he work it? Didn't he work it? Put your hands together. Put your hands together. We went across the sea. Passed and defined me. Went to give God the praise. Singing him every day. But when I got back home. When I got back home. When I got back home. Great big red letter, big old red letter, big old red letter, saying foreclosure, saying foreclosure. I say, Lord, you know, I know where to go. Lord, Lord, you know, I know where to go. Lord, 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 you know, I know where to go. Lord, 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 you know, I know where to go. Lost everything I had, lost everything I had. Some of my friends was laughing.
DJ Frankie Vibe with House of Inspiration.
Oh!
and you are in the House of Inspiration with DJ Frankie Vibe. Come on and be blessed.
Thank you. by tuning to The House of Inspiration with Frankie Vine. We'll be right back.
feel the Holy Ghost right now. Oh, I'm about to lose it. Come on, New G. Who is that light?
Into the mountain light, place my feet on the straight street, gave me strength to fight, keep pulling around.
the Lord's name. The Lord's name is to be praised.
my bed. Gotta go to church. Hear what God said. Put on my shirt. Put on my pants. Gotta go to church so I can do my holy dance. Gotta go.
Got me going. Got me going.
Gotta go to church, y'all.
Got me going. Going. Going.
Got to go.
Got me going. Got me going.
Oh, Lord.
Got me going. Going. Going.
I went to my home and got my job. I took my
DJ Frankie Vibe's House of Inspiration. I'm Sister Pucci, Chicago-based poet, Pastor McCarty of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. And this was the House of Inspiration set for September. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, don't forget that we are, the reading for the week is Matthew 6 chapter 5th to the 13th verse. It talks about praying, and I know with all the stuff that's going on in the world today, prayer is what we need, and we need everyone to seriously get into talking and giving their petitions to our Father. But he said there's a way that we should pray, and Jesus addressed this while he was here. And he said this, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth that they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think that they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is then how we should pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." That is the perfect prayer, everyone. So everyone knows how to pray, because all we have to do is follow the example that's in the book. All right, everybody. It was a pleasure. And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here, with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And I will see you back next Friday for Flashback Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Everyone, peace, love, and blessings. And I'll talk to you later.
Oh.